Joseph Ressler, the last name is Ressler. Number one, this is the clinical case of a 77-year-old patient of Dr. Geldart, G-E-L-D, like in Delta, A-R-T, like in Tango. Referred to this office because of evidence of chronic kidney disease stage 3. He has a history of diabetes mellitus since 1996, arterial hypertension, kidney stones, and coronary artery disease. In 2020, the patient has had the left heart catheterization, and 3 stents were deployed. Period. The patient is followed by Dr. Arcinas. After the first visit, the patient decided to change his lifestyle, change the diet, and he started to lose weight despite the fact that we had the holidays. And today come with a laboratory workup that was done on January 24th, 2024, in which the serum creatinine went down from 2 to 1.4, and the estimated GFR from 32 to 50 mL per minute. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Taking into consideration the above history and the fluid retention that he has, he is a candidate for the administration of SGLT2 inhibitor. For that reason, we are going to order Farxiga 5 milligrams on a daily basis. The side effects were explained to the patient. Number 2, coronary artery disease, as mentioned before, has been followed by Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S. Following number, diabetes mellitus. The hemoglobin A1C reported on January the 24th of 2024, 6.9 from 7.8. All of this has been making an impact in the kidney function. Following number gout that is under control, no evidence of stones lately. He takes allopurinol 300 milligrams on a daily basis. Following number hyperlipidemia that has been under control with the administration of atorvastatin 20 milligrams, as well as the fish oil. Following number, a history of intestinal resection in the past. Following number, hypothyroidism. The T3 was 2.4, the T4 1.1, and the TSH 4.3. Everything is within range, no adjustments. The patient has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, following number sleep apnea on CPAP, and following number of morbid obesity. The patient was encouraged to continue with the same management. He's concerned about the intake of protein, but the albumin is remaining stable, and if we control the parameters, the general condition is going to improve. We are going to reevaluate the case in 90 days with laboratory workup. I invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab and the history in the face-to-face and giving instructions of the new medications. 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 8 minutes.